This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah, amma ba'd, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, my dear brothers and my dear sisters. I hope you're in the best of health and iman. Now, brothers and sisters, this is a new show where I have with me Ustad Abu Taymiyah. And in this show, we're going to be, inshallah, answering some of the questions that you have put forward. Now, just to give you a bit of detail about our Ustad, Ustad Abu Taymiyah has studied in Damaj, Yemen. How many years did you study in Damaj, Ustad?
I was in Yemen altogether. I was there for like 4 years.
4 years, yeah. Alhamdulillah. And Ustad is currently studying in the University of Medina in Saudi Arabia. And Ustad's going to be there, inshallah ta'ala, for quite a few years to come. Now, I'm going to pass it on to Ustad to just give, you know, a few introductions before we go into the first question. But, you know, we wanted to set up this kind of show for, you know, the people who are asking questions, but to also show you that, you know, some of the questions that, you know, I'm going to put forward to Ustad might not be able to answer, you know. So it's very important that sometimes, you know, the questions that you have put forward, don't feel offended that, you know, we're not answering those, you know, questions, because it may be so that Ustad can't answer those questions and we have to take those questions back to the scholars. You know, the scholars are there for a reason. They're there to answer those questions that we don't have knowledge on, you know, the little knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed us with. So some of these questions we do have to take back to the scholars, and even the questions that, you know, I'm going to be putting forward to Ustad, these are, you know, questions that the scholars have already dealt with, and Ustad, inshallah ta'ala, is just going to bring forth to you what the scholars have already said. So without further ado, I'm going to pass it over to Ustad, and inshallah we'll go ahead.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, lahu alhamdu alhasan wa thana'u aljameel, wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah haqqa, wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu sidqa. Dear respective brothers and sisters, before we go into the Q&A, I just want to mention a few important things, inshallah ta'ala. You know, I was really, really surprised the amount of questions that our brother Stry sent to me, and the amount of queries that a lot of you young brothers and sisters had in regards to, you know, matters pertaining the religion. And firstly, subhanallah, I just want to, you know, really appreciate the fact that you are asking these questions and it's bothering you because you simply want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correctly. Because I used to live in a amongst people who just didn't give two hoots about the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wherever their desire told them to go, they would go. If their desire said go left, they would go left. If it said to them go right, they would go right. And the religion of Allah azza wa jalla wasn't given any concern to. So that's subhanallah, mashallah, you know, I just wanted to say that's something that is really beautiful, and keep that up as well. Don't just, you know, act upon ignorance when it comes to things that you are confused about. The second thing is, you know, I think it's very, very important we do this kind of show and try to answer these questions, okay? Because you youngsters, I know if you don't get these questions answered, then who are you going to go to? Where are you going to end up, you know, taking these questions to? That's another concern that arises. And I think it's important that we are the link. And the reason why I'm saying link, brothers and sisters, because I told Strides before we started this recording as well, we don't want to connect you to our personalities or us students of knowledge, okay? No matter how long we have studied. If I was a person today that studied 20 years, I would be saying the exact same thing, because we have scholars. Warathatul Anbiya, al-ulama hum warathatul Anbiya, warathul ilm. As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us, that the ulama, the scholars, are the inheritors of the prophets. Okay, lam yarathu ilman wala lam yarathu dinaran wala dirhaman. They never inherited, you know, dinar and dirham, you know, the pounds and the dollars, the different currencies. No, they inherited knowledge, and there's a reason why they are here, and we should always take it back to the scholars of our time, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. And if you ever dispute in anything, then take it back to Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is a sunnah. طيب. And who takes the place of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam today? It's his scholars. Okay, that's one point. And the other point, brothers and sisters, you need to realize that the questions that get put forth, you know, we might not always be able to answer it. Then we take these, matters back to the scholars. Alhamdulillah, now I have the ability to go back to the scholars in Al-Medina, have a close relationship with some of them. If there is an issue or if there's something that I can't answer, I'll have to take it back to someone who is more knowledgeable than me, from the scholars who are currently in the Prophet's sallallahu alaihi wasallam's masjid. And don't be surprised tomorrow if we go to the scholars in Al-Medina and we come back saying Allahu A'lam. Allahu A'lam nisfu al-ilm, saying Allah knows best and not being able to answer it and referring back to Allah Azza wa Jal is nisful ilm, is half of knowledge. And you know the famous story of Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, when a man came to him and he had 40 questions with him. And Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala was only able to answer 4. And 36 of them he couldn't answer. So this man said to him, because Imam Malik was one of the most knowledgeable people at the time. He said to him, okay, yeah, Imam, what shall I do? Like, you don't know these questions. Yani, who can I take it back to? What am I going to tell the people when I go back to them? He said, go back to them and say to them that Imam Malik said, La Adri. That Imam Malik said, La Adri. That Imam Malik said, La Adri. Meaning, I don't know. See, if this is the greatest scholars of our time, then where does anyone else ever, where does anyone else lie, you know? I remember also, subhanAllah, I was sitting in the darsa of Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abbad. For those who don't know him, he's the marji', the reference point when it comes to hadith. He's a mufti there in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's masjid. I've heard him at least, 3-4 times mention Allahu A'lam. This is an individual who has gone through the books of the 6 books of hadith in around 23 years, they say. And he went through all of it and then he just restarted again. And he started going through Bukhari and then Muslim. And he's one of the eldest that are currently living today from the great scholars, very highly respected in Saudi Arabia. They asked him a question, subhanAllah. A prisoner. A prisoner, is the Jum'ah wajib upon him? The Jum'ah, praying Salatul Jum'ah, is it wajib upon him? And the Shaykh, subhanAllah, look at the difference between the scholars and everyone else. How today people, he might be sitting in a cafe, every Dom, Dick and Harry just giving out takfir, saying that Fulan's an innovator, Fulan's a kafir. The Shaykh just stopped for a moment. And sometimes sitting with the scholars, it really teaches you manners and etiquettes and the way they conduct and carry themselves. He just stopped. And then he said, Allahu A'lam. And he just kept it moving. This is the one of the greatest scholars living on the face of this earth as well. And likewise, his son. And you can see, he's just passed on to his son. I remember I asked Sheikh Abdulrazak al-Badr, I just followed him as we was going to the class that he was teaching. This is just before I left for the summer holidays. And I asked him about the issues pertaining Abu Talib. When the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مَا يَرَى أَنَّ أَحَدًا أَشَدُّ مِنُ عَذَابًا وَإِنَّهُ لَهُوَنُمْ عَذَابًا. That a person will look at the punishment of Abu Talib. And a person will think to himself that this is the worst punishment that a person could receive. Okay? But in fact, it's like the lightest punishment that he's going to receive, subhanAllah. And here, if you look at the narration we learn in Usul al-Fiqh, أن النكرة في سياق النفي تفيد العموم. That when an indefinite now comes in a negative context, it indicates generality. Okay, there's not going to be any adab that is more severe than the adab of Abu Talib. So the reason why I was asking him this question, I was asking him but Sheikh, is his adab, is his punishment going to be lighter now than even the people who are going to be later on leaving the fire and going into Al-Jannah? Because here it's completely general. There's an indefinite in a negative context. And then Sheikh subhanAllah didn't just, quickly answer it. Rather, he took his time. And then he gave me the answer. And that's a different topic for another day. So you have to understand, guys, I think this muqaddim is very, very important. It's tarbiyah. It's very, very important that you don't start speaking about the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but rather you leave it for his people. And you don't know about something, you say Allahu A'lam. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, what did he say? Man kana ya'lamu shay'an falyaqul bih, wa man kana la ya'lamu shay'an falyaqul Allahu A'lam. Whoever knows something, then let him say it. Whoever doesn't know something, then let him say Allahu A'lam. And it really astonishes me that a person goes on, he makes a video, oh, Fulan is jahil, because he didn't know this issue. Yani, we should be fearful. We should be really scared to be saying something. When you're asked about, do you know about something? And not just, you know, indulging in it, fearing what other people are going to say. This is a talbis, iblis, a deception that the shaitan comes with, telling the people, oh, if you don't answer this question, if you say, I don't know, then people are going to look at you as, you know, someone ignorant. But rather, it's what a fadila. It's a virtue. Okay, and it's tawadu. You know, you're humbling yourself. And what does the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? وَمَا تَوَاضَ أَحَدٌ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا رَفَعَهُ. Never does a person humble himself except that Allah raises the individual. That's the mantuq. That's what we directly derive from the hadith. And the mafhum, what we understand from it, that if a person doesn't humble himself, what's going to happen? Allah will put him down. Allah will put it down. So guys, you know, let us all kind of like know our levels. If you tomorrow started speaking about medicine, like strides, have you studied medicine? Are people going to take you seriously? No one's going to take you seriously, right? Because we have absolutely no background knowledge pertaining to this issue. So why, yani, are random people now who hasn't studied anything? I mean, the guy hasn't studied anything. He's just coming and jumping around calling this guy a kafir. And we see this, right? We really see this, you know, and it's sad. It's sad. Or he's speaking about the religion. Like, what have you studied for you to be going into, like, deep issues or, you know, giving a Islamic verdict and so on and so forth. Rather, if you know, speak. If you don't know, just say Allahu A'lam. Or take it back to the scholars. It's quite dangerous. Allah says, وَلَا تَخْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكْ بِعِيمِنَ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّهُ لَيْكَ كَانَ عَنُوا مَسُولَةً. Do not follow. أي وَلَا تَخْفُ means وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ. Do not follow that which you don't have any knowledge about. In the sam'a, hearing. In the sam'a wal-basar, the seeing, sight. Wal-fu'ad, the heart are going to be held to question. You know, on Yawm al-Qiyamah. So we need to really be very careful when it comes to these kind of things, and not just indulge and say whatever we want. Naam.
Jazakallahu khairan, Ustad.